You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
1 week into the off-season break, and we're back with another mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get started with a question about the new kickoff rules from Jeff Jackson. How do you see the new kickoff rules affecting the 53-man roster? Well, you'll see a slight change in the types of players that are used. There are some teams, say on kickoff returns, they might put an offensive lineman as one of the blockers. I don't think you'll see that anymore. I think you'll see the kickoff and kickoff return units looking more like what we see on punt and punt return units. A lot of receivers, a lot of linebackers, a lot of defensive backs, maybe some running backs, and a fullback. Andy Janovich could be even more valuable on special teams than he has been in the last few years because of the changes. So a slight change to roster construction because of these rules. I don't think it's going to affect it very much. The other thing that changes is the skill set. You need guys that get up to speed faster, like you see on a punt. So maybe the guy's 10-yard speed is going to be just as important as their 40-yard dash time with these changes. On to the 2018 schedule. This one from Earl Lane. Looking ahead, what is the toughest part of the schedule this year? Well, I think it's actually from week 7 to week 14. That's a 7-game stretch, including a bye week. 5 of those games are on the road, including some tough trips. You've got a trip to Kansas City in there. You have a trip to San Francisco at the end of it. I expect the 49ers will be very good this year. A trip to the Chargers coming right after the bye in the midst of that. And the home games are going to be demanding as well in this stretch because you have 2 home games in that run. One is against Houston. I expect the Texans will be much better with Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt coming back. And then Thanksgiving weekend, Pittsburgh comes in. You know how tough they can be, a perennial contender. And you just hope that there's far more Broncos fans than Steelers fans infiltrating into that crowd. That stretch, I think, will help determine whether the Broncos get back to the playoffs or not. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter @MaceDenver. And listen to me, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater Monday through Friday on Orange and Blue 760 for 1st and 10 at 10. Talk to you next week.